This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Breitbart News is taking over the Trump campaign. Oh my God. The devil has now taken over the details for the Trump campaign. It's official now with his announcement this week that Stephen Bannon, the head of Breitbart News' abomination of websites, clickbait, and hate speech, will now be running his entire campaign operation. Bannon has never managed a campaign at any level, but he's qualified on two counts in Trump world. He's worked his own art of the deal on Wall Street for years, and of course, he is a committed media provocateur. We can't say he's Trump's evil twin because he's more like Trump's real twin, if any of us can imagine such a thing. What a horror. What does this signal? Well, it would seem that we are at the end of the road for any more of this acting presidential posing from Trump. As he's been warning, he wants to be himself again. This is going to be more of the dancing with who brought me here and doing it my way shtick that he displayed so endearingly to his red meat mouth-breathing base during the Republican primaries. But wait a minute. I like red meat as much as the next person and breathe out of my mouth whenever I need to as well. So let me be clear. Deriding the Trump antics as populist is elitist and offensive. These pundits, commentators, politicos, and others need to call the Trump stuff what it really is rather than trying to slander it as populist. They may not like Trump, but that doesn't mean they like any of the rest of us any better. A populist is someone, especially if it's a politician, who wants to represent ordinary people, if there is such a thing, and the common people, who are very uncommon. That's not Trump. Demagogue? Yes. Rabble-rouser? Yes. Hate speaker? Oh yeah. Racist? Seems so. But populist? No way. Look at his tax plan, which should be a little more than another rich giveaway for proof positive. Now, with the Breitbart folks in charge, it's likely we haven't seen anything yet. Roger Ailes, the recently canned impresario who built the even larger right-wing echo chamber at Fox News, is also reportedly advising the Trump effort now. These are peas in a pod. It could be that we won't see anything worse than we have to date, but this is simply a refreshing bit of transparency for the Trump campaign. These guys have been on the sidelines and behind the curtain, and now they're front and center. Judging from the way Breitbart has now admitted paying for the video scam attacks on Acorn, though, this new legitimacy of sorts on the national scene is frightening. Because if anything, win, lose, or draw, it now appears that Trump and his foul-mouthed and minded friends are going to be bootstrapping their way from this campaign into more of the same after the election is over. Trump seems to be preparing himself to lose, but he's building a future which would be built on the same hate and fear that Breitbart and his other cronies believe is what spurs their kind of action. They may be deciding that they are content with their 40% and want to lock it down even harder as a place and base for their future. Heaven help all of us in the country where we live, but be clear, it's not about the people, it's only about them. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.